This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Hello, world, and welcome to the Wednesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, Captain Matt Bruce, as we bring you tomorrow's news tonight right here, broadcasting from my Salem Media Group Tampa flagship station and my Moss Family Automotive Studio to great radio stations all across America, as well as across the Caribbean and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite. Now, a special shout-out goes to our active duty military and veterans, along with a salute to our first responders, our EMS, firefighters and police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, keeping us free and safe. To everybody that's out there working right now on the Third Watch, whatever it is you're doing, however you're doing it, wherever you're doing it, thanks for keeping America rolling along. Now you can follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page, on Twitter, at Captain's America, and you can also check out our all-new website, the Captain's America Third Watch .com. All right, joining us right now to start things out, the professor of politics, Kyle Warren. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
You ready for the pledge?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize those two great words, under God, because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, we could use a little Christian intervention in Philadelphia and Brooklyn tonight, because the second night of rioting and protesting, as they call it, but they're actually rioters, raiding shops, stealing out of ATMs, looting. In Brooklyn, they set fires. And by the way, in Philadelphia, the police got some backup from the National Guard. And definitely, and this is all over the cop shooting of the black man, Walter Wallace Jr., who came at two police officers with a knife. And I'm telling you, and then Geraldo Rivera says, I'd like to know how come only one-third of the Philadelphia Police Department has tasers. They could have tased this guy, and that would have taken care of it. Well, they don't seem to understand that you can tase people, and it doesn't bother them.
Well, that's right. Yeah, every situation can be very, very different. And but again, what we've seen on the video and so forth, and again, there's a full-scale investigation that will be underway.
Sure.
In this. And again, if something went wrong, then there will be consequences for that. But what we're witnessing again, Captain, is the almost immediate reaction of beginning to loot stores. I saw one person on the Fox coverage where they were literally wheeling out a washing machine on a hand dolly.
Wonderful.
Yeah, and so, but again, it's just very, very brazen, and it doesn't seem to match up. Again, you know, there's an investigation, and we live in a country of laws, and the rule of law must prevail. Lawlessness isn't the answer for that.
I would like to congratulate all the morons that are out there robbing and looting and stealing, because the security cameras get them live and in living color, and if they don't, then guess what? The cameras out on the street that are out there get them, and if they don't, then all these individual cell phones that are showing us what's going on have got them on their cell phones. So you can run, but you can't hide. They will get nailed.
Well, exactly right. And quite frankly, I think it would be very appropriate for Joe Biden and Kamala Harris to strongly condemn the looting and violence.
You think they're going to do that?
I don't think they are. I'm just saying, you know, that's exactly.
This is all about, once again, this is all about Black Lives Matter and all that sort of stuff, because they're out there going, oh, black man was shot, the police killed another black man. Yeah, really? Well, did you see the size of the knife the guy had that was charging the police? Excuse me.
Well, right. Again, every single police incident is not some kind of a racist problem. And again, you know, the police were called. My understanding is that they had been called there quite a few times. In one day. And if somebody runs at you with a knife, there can only be, you know, that's a bad outcome waiting to happen. And the police have to defend themselves.
It's called assault with a deadly weapon, and you can take whatever means you need to defend yourself.
Well, right, exactly. But the police have a right to defend themselves as well.
That's right.
And most unfortunately, you know, this guy had a knife. You know, I don't know that if you had somebody there with a clipboard that he would have put the knife down and said,
oh, you mean like the social worker?
Right, exactly. Because, I mean, anybody could get in someone's way if they're having an episode, if something is wrong. But if they could kill anybody with that knife.
We're going to see more things like this because, unfortunately, this is what the left is living for right now, and there will be violence as well against conservatives that are out there and Trump supporters that are out there that are visibly showing their support. This is going to happen, especially in the big blue cities, and it's not going to go away. And regardless of who wins the election, especially Donald Trump, and I do believe Donald Trump is going to win, then you will see an all-out effort to just absolutely create chaos everywhere and anywhere across the country. And that's going to be a big mistake, because I can tell you very quickly the National Guard was activated and came in behind the Philadelphia police. The same thing will happen in New York if they cannot get their people under control there too. And the police in New York are facing a little bit of a different problem, because the mayor there, de Blasio, definitely does not have their back at all, and they're really limited as to what they can do.
Well, exactly right, Captain. Unfortunately, the idea of violence is becoming more normalized, and we stand against that wholeheartedly with everything that we have, because it's not right.
Right. And hold that thought. And, folks, we're going to a break right now. And when we come back from that break, we'll have more with Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. By the way, we're going to talk about that dynamic interview, that explosive interview with Mr. Bob Alinsky, Hunter Biden's business partner. Don't go anywhere. Coming right back.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, Get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, but I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Lumines. The Lumines anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Giampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, buddy. That's my pal, Mike Gallagher, whose studio is right around the corner from me, about 30 feet away from where I'm sitting right now here at my flagship station in Tampa, Florida, broadcasting to all of you great folks out there. And this portion of the program is brought to you by our friends at Relief Factor, Pete and Seth Talbot, the father and son team. I am taking Relief Factor and have been for about 5 years now. And let me just put it to you this way, folks. I have problems that involve swelling of my ankle, swelling of my left leg, as well as pain from time to time. And I take this religiously twice a day. And it works. It works. The combination of ingredients, turmeric, resveratrol, icarin, and omega-3 helps to support the body's natural response to inflammation and to lower or even eliminate pain altogether associated with exercise, everyday living, or previous injuries that you had, and that's my case. Now, Relief Factor targets the underlying problem areas from four different metabolic pathways to alleviate pain at the source. Number one, it is 100% drug-free. Number two, it supports a healthy response to inflammation and decreases discomfort. And number three, it's convenient, comes in individual packets. And finally, it supports healthy joints and muscles, too, for the healing progress that you need to have. Now, it only costs $19.95 for the 3-week quick start to get it all going. You can go over to the website they gave me, relieffactor.com/captain. That's relieffactor.com/captain and order it right there, $19.95 for the 3-week quick start. Because after all, no, you got to lose this pain. It works for me. It'll work for you. All right. Kyle Warnham, professor of politics, is back with us. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Now, the ex-Hunter Biden partner, Mr. Bobulinski, Tony Bobulinski, was on
Tucker's show.
I was going to say he was on Fox, but I couldn't remember what show it was, because I actually saw after he got off Tucker, he was on Hannity, and then they had a couple of experts on it later on in the night with Laura Ingraham and with Shannon Bream. But he spilled the beans, and he really did spill the beans. Here's what we found out. Bob Alinsky said Joe Biden was lying when he claimed he never talked with his family members about their foreign business deals. He said, and this is Bob Alinsky, when he states that, that's a blatant lie. Bob Alinsky also said the Bidens wanted plausible deniability. What's that, Kyle?
Well, basically, plausible deniability is that if you're way up on the chain of command and stuff gets done that's not supposed to be done, you know, it's illicit, you can say, I never knew about that. Somebody beneath me did that without my knowledge, this kind of thing, and basically insulate yourself.
Yeah, and of course, this is what Bob Alinsky said. He said, I remember looking at Jim Biden, that's the brother, and saying, how are you guys getting away with this? Aren't you concerned? And he looked at me and laughed a little bit and said, plausible deniability.
Yeah, exactly right. Also, he was concerned, you know, why Joe Biden would take time to come and speak with him, you know, in person. And then just a few days later, basically, we know that the emails talked about the remuneration packages, of which there was the big guy mentioned that Hunter was going to be holding, you know, the percentage of money for. And that was that person was H, that was Hunter. And the big guy, of course, was none other than Joe Biden, we have surmised.
Yeah, and the chairman, we've since found out, was the chairman of the Chinese Communist Party.
Right, right. So this, I mean, this whole thing, I mean, if you want to ever worry about being compromised or some American politician might be compromised with our greatest geopolitical foe mm-hmm. on planet Earth,
yeah.
this is pretty informative.
Yeah, and Bob Alinsky, of course, as you mentioned, he did break down how the Bidens had planned to ensure Joe Biden would personally and secretly benefit from an equity stake in a Chinese business deal. Also, Bob Alinsky said that Hunter Biden and his associates referred to Joe Biden as the chairman, but we've since found out the chairman was, in fact, President Pai from China, the Chinese leader. Now, Bob Alinsky also said the Chinese sought to lend millions of dollars to the Biden family. In fact, they got a $5 million loan that was given to the Biden family. And then, of course, Hunter got $1.5 billion for his little campaign that he had going. And then, of course, Bob Alinsky said that as a citizen and as an American taxpayer, he was very, very concerned that Joe Biden had been compromised by the Chinese.
Well, precisely right. See, that's the thing. Now they've got something. And the Hunter Biden laptop, you know, they're slowly but surely verifying a lot of these different things. There are a lot of emails that have been independently verified already, so we know that the source material seems to be on the track of reporting, you know, valid things. But the other things that we've heard about that are illicit, that are pornographic, perhaps, you know, all these things, when those things really start to come out, it could be just a doomsday for the Biden campaign.
Well, that wasn't mentioned in this conversation, but here's what was. Bob Alinsky, who, of course, was a Navy veteran and officer, called out the Biden camp for smearing him as a conduit of Russian disinformation, saying it was disgusting. Now, here's what he said. I held a top secret clearance from the NSA and the DOE. I served this country for 4 years in one of the most elite environments in the world. And to have a congressman out there speaking about Russian disinformation or Joe Biden in a public debate referencing Russian disinformation, when he knows he sat face to face with me, that I traveled around the world with his son and his brother, to say that and associate that with my name is absolutely disgusting to me.
Well, precisely. And again, the Biden campaign has been trying to literally sweep this under the rug, simply try to say it's disinformation or it's all a smear, it's all a sham, et cetera, et cetera. But you know, we're actually starting to see some very damning things here.
They're not going to because of what I'm about to mention. When Bob Alinsky demanded the Biden camp retract the smears about him for being part of the Russian disinformation campaign and warned he would go public with what he knew if they did not, Biden insider Rob Walker was recorded by Bob Alinsky saying, you're going to bury all of us, man. And they played that recording last night on Tucker's show.
Yeah, that is that is ultimate. I mean, what can you say? You're going to bury all of us. That doesn't mean like, oh, you're going to make people look bad or people might believe this lie. That seems to be in a much different context, don't you think, Captain? It sounds like, uh-oh, you know, this is going to get out, you know.
And then finally, Bob Bielinski said the only reason Hunter Biden was able to reap the windfalls of the foreign money from countries like China was because his father, Joe Biden, was the vice president and the influence that he possessed. The only thing that he had was the Biden family name and the fact that his father at one point was a sitting vice president and potentially would run as a future president, and the Chinese knew it.
Exactly right. And here we are, you know, and here we are.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we're days away from the election, and we're only now, you know, in a relatively short period of time, learning about these kinds of things. This is explosive.
Now, I'm going to announce to the folks something that we've been hearing, because we've been hearing false information, and I finally have been able to prove the story that we've been hearing about, well, Donald Trump is pulling money out in many of the battleground states. He's pulling money out. And Joe Biden is spending all this money. And Bloomberg is putting money in there. And he's in trouble. And this, that, and the other. No. Once again, they are trying to suppress the vote. Correct?
Of course, yes.
Now, listen to this. The Bloomberg story is horribly wrong and should never have been written. The campaign with the RNC coordinated by is up to a seven-figure buy in Florida alone on broadcast TV. In addition, in Florida, they're up with six figures in local cable, six figures in Spanish language, six figures on the radio. Their ad buying week by week in the state has been consistent. Reporting on the issue demonstrates a clear misunderstanding of how ad buying works and, in some cases, a misunderstanding of simple addition and subtraction. I'll call that what it is, lying. And that's by the Biden people. And then last week, they announced a $55 million buy over the final 2 weeks in the battleground states, which is a 40% increase over their previous levels. And just yesterday, they added $6 million on top of that for the final week in the battleground states, which happened to include Florida, where the Trump campaign is on television in 12 states as well as 12 cities, major markets around the state of Florida, and nationally. Now, they call this the sloppy reporting is obvious at the highest level at Bloomberg. Well, again, it's lying. It's fake news. And when they talk about, whoa, Michael Bloomberg is giving $50 million, blah, 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 blah. You know something? He already gave him the money and it's already been spent, the Biden campaign. That's the fact of the matter. Hold that thought. Folks, we're coming right back. I'm telling you, the Democrats are trying to lie their way to the voting booth and get you to think that all is lost. Don't buy the lie.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your...
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
With 1 week to go, the presidential candidates are crisscrossing the country, making last-minute pushes for support. At a Tuesday rally in Michigan, President Trump attacked former Vice President Joe Biden for past economic policies he said hurt Michigan workers.
Biden was a cheerleader for NAFTA. You got killed by them. A catastrophe for the auto industry and for your state. Following NAFTA, one-third of the auto jobs left and they went to Mexico and Canada. but they went to Mexico. Biden enthusiastically voted for China's entry into the World Trade Organization, fueling the rise of China on the backs of Michigan workers.
The Los Angeles Dodgers are world champions for the first time since 1988 after beating the Tampa Bay Rays 3-1 in Game 6 of the World Series. This is USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
This is Larry Elder, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yep, you are the Sage of L.A., Larry Elder, and we saw him on Friday, and it was nice to see him after a four-year lapse. He actually remembered who I was because he was up on stage with me 4 years ago. But anyway, this portion of the program brought to you by our friends at Geico, Geico Insurance. Geico is spelled G-E-I-C-O. And Geico has been saving people money for going on 75 years, and they are the second largest personal auto insurer in the country, insuring over 21 million drivers, including me, your humble talk radio host. Now, your car, your truck that you're driving, your motorcycle, your RV, your HEV, your boat, they can insure all that. And if you've got homeowners or renter's insurance, too, they can also give you a quote on that. And if you bundle your homeowners together with your vehicle, you will save more money because they've been doing that for me for going on 15 years. That's Geico, G-E-I-C-O, Geico.com. Check them out. And don't forget to tell them the captain sent you. All righty, back to Kyle Warner, professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Well, newly sworn in Supreme Court Justice Amy Coney Barrett took her seat, and now she's got such a busy schedule. She's hit the ground running. It's going to be really busy. They got like 10 or 15 emergency cases to decide whether or not the court wants to make decisions on them coming up.
Well, that's exactly right. And, the very first week really coming up for what hopefully will be a very long, distinguished career on the Supreme Court for Amy Coney Barrett. But, you know, more and more, Captain, we're going to hear calls for her to recuse herself on certain cases.
Well, we already did.
Yes, that's right, in terms of having to do with ballot issues.
Well, the Pennsylvania balloting case.
That's exactly right. And even during the confirmation hearings, will you recuse yourself if there's an election squabble, that kind of thing. And, of course, she doesn't need to do that. No,
no
other Supreme Court justice needs to do that.
And she lives in Indiana. What does she care about Pennsylvania?
Well, but again, the idea is that, she will apply the law. And the other justices hopefully will do exactly the same thing. But, again, it's just more political grandstanding. And I thought, Captain, her remarks when she was sworn in at the White House ceremony, where she talked about the idea that, you know, politicians pursue their policy objectives, but judges are, would be derelict if they pursued policy objectives.
Correct.
Yeah.
Yep. Now, the other thing is President Trump delivered remarks yesterday at three Make America Great Again rallies, and he wound up in Omaha last night. He started out in Wisconsin, and then he worked his way across all the way to Omaha. Three rallies in one day. He's going to be doing three a day, I understand, for the rest of the campaign. And Joe Biden struggled to do one rally at a drive-in. Where did you see him when he walked down that rock, those rock steps?
Yeah, I think he was trying to make sure he got down the steps without...
And didn't fall.
Yeah, exactly.
He actually was walking down while leaning to the back, and I thought that was really weird, and I was watching him. And then when he got down on the bottom, he kind of tippy-toed along gingerly, and then he gave that little wussy trot that he's got there. I mean, that's like some little kid running. And then he did it a couple more times. And when he got up to the stage, he missed a step. He went from step one to step three.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
And I don't think that was intentional.
No. In fact, he always tries to make it look like he's got this spring in his step, that kind of thing. But it always comes off looking kind of contrived. And then you start thinking, oh, don't do that. just don't do that, Joe, because we don't want to see him, fall or get hurt or anything like that. That would be terrible. But again, it's all about trying to, project some kind of image. And so you mentioned, Captain, how the president is doing, all these stops. So he's really going to be campaigning nonstop until Election Day. And meanwhile, Joe Biden will be doing some campaigning, I guess we could say.
Yeah, absolutely. And Biden had a couple of muffs again yesterday with some things that he said and how he said it. And again, that's a daily thing. The White House Press Secretary, Kayleigh McEnany, singled out some comments of Biden's about banning oil and fracking. She called it the death knell of his campaign in places like Ohio and Pennsylvania. And Biden doubled down on that again, trying to say, well, no, I never said that. And of course, I watched the rallies, and I watched the television screen that the president's got set up, and he plays what Biden said, and he did say it.
Well, of course. And, honestly, I mean, we talked about Dukakis the other night, Michael Dukakis.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and, the postmortem on that is, he should have never gotten in the tank. And the postmortem on the Biden campaign could be traced back to at some point after the election. And that is, Joe went off script at the end of the debate and said something that he meant. I think he really meant it, but it was something that he probably and the campaign never intended for him to say.
By the way, I am watching audio or video coming from Pennsylvania. I'm not sure what this store is, but I'm watching several hundred looters go into a store and they drag things out of it. They've got cars they're loading things into. They've got trucks they're throwing things into, and they're just running all over the place. I'm not sure. I can't quite see what kind of a store it is. It might be, I can't tell, so I'm not going to guess, but it's another one of those big box stores, and they're just tearing it to pieces.
Well, exactly. And again, hopefully we're going to hear something from the Democrats. We know that the ongoing riots that were never letting up, they were hurting the Democrats very badly in the polls. Joe Biden has tried to copy a lot of stuff from Donald Trump. Maybe he'll at least try to copy this, but I'm not holding my breath.
Yeah. A former boxer, I'm not sure who this is, a former boxer convicted of drug charges was granted clemency by President Trump yesterday after being denied the same by Barack Obama.
Very interesting. Well, President Trump takes maybe a different look, and maybe he doesn't have quite the same political calculus that Barack Obama does.
Well, this fella also found the Lord while he was in prison, so that kind of helped a little bit, and apparently he did some really good things, and he's being interviewed on television right now, so that's how come I even know about it. We'll have to get his name. I don't know his name. We'll do that during the next break. Now, the U.S. could face a border invasion if the Trump efforts are reversed and Joe Biden gets into office. The Customs and Border Patrol chief has warned he fully believes that Joe Biden is just going to open the border up and say, look the other way.
That's very, very possible, because you got to wonder where the genesis of these kinds of policy ideas are, Captain. In some ways, it sounds good on the campaign trail for, other folks in the country to virtue signal to say, look how compassionate and wonderful I am. Well, meanwhile, they wouldn't want those kinds of things to happen in their own community, but they want to be able to say these things at dinner parties and stuff like that. But Joe Biden and the Democrats are seizing on this stuff, and yes, if it was really implemented, it would be a real disaster. Unchecked immigration is not the answer, but regulated immigration for people who truly want to come here and make a better life. Those are all the hallmarks of America. But yet, if you talk about that kind of idea, then, you know, just like we've seen that's happened with President Trump, you're accused of all kinds of things. But you can't just have chaos.
Yeah, but here's the other thing when you're talking about all of this. The Democrats don't want to enforce the immigration laws. They want to let these people in, and they want to grant them temporary visas so that they can come in and lowball our people that are working and take the jobs away from them, number one. And number two, they want to give them all the free stuff they can so that they stay here. And then they want to make them legal citizens of the United States.
So they vote perpetually Democrat. Exactly right.
Yep, they continue the saga with the Democrats. But I'm telling you, I don't think the people in this country, the majority of the people, are that stupid.
No, I don't. But a lot of times the idea is placed there to be like, well, you just don't want people to come into this country because you're a racist and stuff. And nothing could be further from the truth. But again, I think you're right, Captain. It's about, you know, designing this ability to get more and more Democrat voters, because let's face it, they're losing Democrat voters right now because of the success President Trump has had.
Well,
and they're desperate.
It gets better than that, because, folks, we found out again, fake news is alive and well. Three of the four major battleground states, more Republicans have voted early than Democrats.
Yeah, that is something that's got to be making them sort of quake a little bit in their boots over at the Biden camp, one would think.
Yeah, and again, if you listen to the mainstream news media, the ABCs, the CBSs, the CNNs, the MSNBCs and the NBCs, they're going to lie to you, because they're going to tell you what they want you to hear so they can suppress the vote, and that's what they're doing. Folks, will be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Are you ready for what's next? It's likely coming. More food shortages, power outages, grocery stores closed, social unrest. Ask yourself, do you have enough food and supplies on hand to last at least 30 days? Most Americans do not, but you can. Avoid the panic of the last-minute rush. Order your 4-week supply of emergency food today from MyPatriotSupply.com. Starvation or dependency on the government are your only alternatives. Avoid those and the pain of being unprepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Build your emergency food supply with meals that last up to 25 years in storage, shipped discreetly to your door. Folks that know what's coming are using today to prepare. There's time for you to do the same. That's MyPatriotSupply.com, the original Patriot Preparedness Company. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
This is Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce on AM 860.
Okay, this is us, and we're back, and here I is, and I forgot to push that little button to stop all that, but yes, I am broadcasting from my flagship radio station here in Tampa, Florida, and this portion in the program, our Truckers Highway and Byway Report is brought to you by the Pilot Travel Center and Flying J Truck Stop that you see closest to you. Stop on in there and find out what they're all about. Make sure you tell them you heard me talking about them on the Captain's America Third Watch. You'll get yourself a nice free hot cup of coffee, which is always good in the middle of the night. And you'll also be able to join the Drivers Club. And you want to do that because that's a great way to be able to save more money. The fuel that you buy, you get points. The food that you buy, you get points. The stuff that you buy in the travel store, you get points. And you can use them later for discounts, or you can use them for some of the things that the Drivers Club has to offer. But at any rate, that's all you got to do. And in the meantime, we're going to go rocking.
I don't know where I am going to.
Oh, yeah, that's a little ZZ Top there. Going to go crazy about a sharp-dressed man. And I'll tell you what, that's another one that's a blast from the past. And we like doing that, playing the oldie stuff there, because nobody else is doing it except for Kyle and me. And
that's right.
That was by request tonight, too, by the way. That was for Judy down in Sarasota.
All right. Very cool.
Now, let's take a look at what's going on out there, because, boy, have we got weather to talk about. Well, here we go. Zeta is going to make landfall later tonight, Wednesday night. It'll be around for certainly at least 24 hours. It's going to dump a bunch of rain on the Gulf Coast. There's going to be tornado watches and warnings. There'll be life-threatening storm surge that's got a lot of rain with it, heavy rainfall, portions of the northern Gulf Coast. And we're talking about areas where you could see a foot or more rain on top of all the rain you've already had in those areas. I don't need to tell you. This is storm number 4. But New Orleans, you're going to get it. Pascagoula, Mississippi, you're going to get it. Mobile, Alabama, you're going to get it. And Pensacola, Florida, you're going to get it. And this tees off on what's going on out to the west along I-40 and I-10 and I-20. And I-25, you've got areas of snow, sleet, and freezing rain, which will slowly taper off today across portions of the southern plains as warmer air will be drawn north ahead of Zeta. Zeta is forecast to bring, of course, the hurricane conditions that I just talked about. And also, heavy rainfall is expected through Thursday night along Zeta's track into the middle Atlantic states, where we'll tell you more about that after Kyle tells you what's going on out west.
Well, thank you, Captain. We're going to start in Montana, Idaho, and Washington tonight, and that's because Montana, Idaho, and Washington all have an air stagnation advisory. This is covering parts of Montana. This is west of Helena. It's going through northern Idaho, also in Washington State, north of Spokane, and then sort of dipping down into the central part of Washington State. Now, an air stagnation advisory means that there is what they call reduced vertical mixing, where you can have a buildup of pollutants near the surface of the ground of the earth, of course, that are simply not getting recycled away from the surface. So that's going to be there for a little bit, but we do have some very cold temperatures still in places like Montana. We've got cloud cover in the region, but it doesn't look like it's translating into any new moisture or snow at this point. The temperatures, though, are going to be in the 20s. We've got 24 in Missoula, 29 in Bozeman, 30 in Butte. These are a little bit higher, I think, because of that cloud cover helping to insulate it a little bit, not like it was a few days ago where it was very clear and the temperatures really plummeted there. So that's what's happening there up in Montana and in Idaho and in Washington. Down in California, we have air quality alerts, of course, in the central part of the state. We're looking at these wildfires as well. The big fire alerts have disappeared for now, and I think that's because we've seen some calming down of these winds, also a little bit of an onshore flow bringing some of the temperatures down. But in Southern California, I'm pleased to say the winds have really abated, and they're starting to get a handle, I think, on the Silverado and Blue Ridge fires, which is in the Orange County area. And we still have a lot of evacuations, though, underway, Captain. So we're going to see. Hopefully these winds, I don't think they're anticipated to pick up anytime soon. Down in southern Arizona, we do have a freeze warning around Tucson. So if you're coming across I-10, you're going to be encountering that. And then also we have a winter storm warning going on over most of New Mexico, and this includes Albuquerque and Santa Fe. And up in Colorado, air quality alert, and this is in southwestern Laramie County. This is from, I think, the East Troublesome Fire, still having some smoke issues there. And it looks like in Denver right now, it's about 27 degrees, so cold and some smoke out west.
Well,
going along with the winter storm warning, which is not only in eastern New Mexico from Albuquerque east across I-40 all the way over almost to Oklahoma City. And in Oklahoma City over towards El Reno, you've got ice, lots of it, freezing rain, sleet, very, very hazardous driving conditions along I-40, I-35 north, south on down, for quite a ways, almost to the Texas line. Wichita Falls, Texas. You've got ice and sleet there, ice warning. You've got a winter storm warning from Amarillo straight south all the way down to Midland, Texas, and to Pecos, Texas. And coming across I-10, coming out of New Mexico, Alamogordo, over into El Paso, winter weather advisory all the way east over to Fort Stockton in Texas, a winter weather advisory. So be advised of that. Now, you've got fog tonight along the eastern part of Kansas, southeastern corner of Kansas, and the southern part of Missouri tonight going up I-44 towards Fort Leonard Wood. You have a fog advisory there. You've also got a winter storm advisory, or winter weather advisory, sorry, for the southern part of Kansas right along the Oklahoma border. And then there's some areas of rain that run up towards St. Louis and across the southern part of Illinois, over in the southern part of Indiana. Also about halfway through Kentucky, the central part of Kentucky getting rain tonight. Central part of Tennessee getting rain tonight. You got dense fog right now going up I-95 towards Richmond, Virginia from the North Carolina line. You've also got rain and some areas of fog in the northwestern corner of Alabama and northwestern corner of Georgia, sorry, and then the central part of Alabama, pretty much along I-85 right now is what we're looking at, going up towards Atlanta, north of Atlanta, Kennesaw. And then the storm, Zeta, is right there making its way to the coastline. And, Kyle, I would say if I was in New Orleans, I would want to be stocking up on stuff because they're going to get the wind, they're going to get the rain, they're going to get the surge. And all the way across I-10, you do not want to be on I-10 from noontime on until probably sometime Thursday night or Friday morning. It's going to be really, really a mess.
Yes, absolutely right. Yes,
all right.
Stay up by 10.
Coming right back, folks, for more on the Captain's America Third Watch, hour number two, right around the corner. Kathy's going to take us to break. You've got the news coming, and I'll see you then.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.